You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Tuesday in Los Angeles. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics. I'm Nick Newmont. This is Audrey Newmont.
Hello. I'm
getting us set up. It is Groundhog Day.
Yippee. Did he say it?
I don't know. He usually does. He usually says there's automatically six more weeks of winter. But in terms of prognosticators, Groundhog Day, which is the first Tuesday of February, usually precedes something else in February. And what is that? Why I'm dressed in.
Could it be that thing that all people love to watch on a specific Sunday, maybe the 7th of February this year?
Yep. And that thing that no restaurants are allowed to have TVs. That's what they say.
Could it be the Super Bowl?
Could it be? And we are going to talk about that.
At least they're going to have one.
Yes. Well, we did last year too. You know, got it in. And I've a lot to say. Those of you who have been watching the show, you know, for the past year plus, know that last year in studio with Jillian at that time, Jillian had her predictions about the Super Bowl. And I said specifically it was Kansas City and San Francisco. And I said it would look like in the entire game that San Francisco was going to win, but mistakes and turnovers late would cause Kansas City to come back and win in the end. And that is exactly what happened. And it's easier for me as a psychic to predict outcomes of games where I have no interest. And I don't have a dog in the fight.
Obviously, somebody's missing their team this year.
Yeah, this team did not go very far.
Right.
Nor my other team that I usually demonstrate the mug. But the Rams made changes, big changes. So, but that's next September. We're not going to go there yet. I want to step away from the football predictions for a moment into the reality here at Newmont Center. And if you are a first-time viewer, Audrey and I are hypnotherapists. She is a licensed spiritual practitioner, and I also am a psychic healer. We do a lot of things here. And the Newmont Center is a multi-personal institution focusing on alternative mental and physical health. And, you know,
I'm just laughing at Kirby. They're not pearls. It's this antique necklace that I've worn before. But thank you, Kirby. It's so nice to have you on here.
Yeah, he wants to know how the Super Bowl is going to turn out.
Yeah, he says he's ready.
Yeah. Well, you got to watch the entire show. Anyway, and also here we have amongst different practitioners that come and go, Dr. Michael McGuire. And I want to thank Michael for doing a good job last week on this show. And last night, Michael was the feature presenter at Healthy Mind, Healthy Body, the 8-week series that's continuing here on Monday nights. And next Monday, Audrey, you're the main presenter.
I am the presenter. And tonight I'm going to be giving you guys a little snippet of what we actually are doing in this Healthy Mind, Healthy Body course. Yeah. So towards the end, I'm going to be sharing a little bit of this information. And I got to say, I'm pretty sure it's going to rock some people's world. So stick around.
Cool. And next week, next Tuesday night here on the show, Dr. Kimberly Bennett is back.
Yay!
And because she is the featured presenter a week from Monday.
Yeah.
So we're continuing to rotate the practitioners in. And Dr. Bennett's going to have a lot to say about the pertinent health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And
Solutions.
And I will not, venture too far on that. Also, this past Saturday, we had the first presentation of the Focus on Success class, and the workshop was dynamic.
It was really good. We actually had a lot of fun. And the really cool thing was there are a lot of practitioners and people who are entrepreneurs and building up their businesses. And we had at least two during the class that had people contact them out of the blue that wanted to work with them, be new clients. And then we also, since then, have had a few that have had money come to them from known and unknown sources.
Right. So now here's the thing. If you were not able to attend for whatever reason this past Saturday, we are representing the Focus on Success class on Saturday, March the 6th. It's an all-day class, 10 to 5. If you want information, contact
us,
you know, privately. You can get a hold of Audrey. You tell them how to get a hold of
me. 818-665-6165. Or you can call our business line at 818-865-8770.
Exactly.
Or you can look up all of this on NewmontCenter.net. And we have a calendar page where we're putting up the events. There, a lot of them are up already, and then there are ones to come.
Yep. So, and it's fun. And if you're looking to, you know, develop your business or be more successful or create more of an abundant consciousness, this workshop is for you.
Yep.
And if you don't want to do that, then this workshop is not for you.
You want to be poor and unhappy? Don't go. Just kidding.
No. And there's a lot that goes on in that workshop where it's not rah-rah like certain kinds of workshops that people go to on a weekend. This is really about identifying circumstances, issues, and conditioning that seem to detour or railroad your success development and your upbringing, and how we help you work through that, circumvent that. And it was, there were a lot of ahas on Saturday, and it was wonderful.
And I've talked to a few people since then. It not only helps with your success, it also, believe it or not, will help with all the other areas of your life, your health, your love life, and just simply being happy. So it's a focus on success, but it's also great for a lot of other reasons.
I must, see the look on my face, almost knocked myself out of Facebook. So anyway, we are still in the heat of Mercury retrograde. And I made a couple notes about tonight and the questions that people ask about Mercury retrograde. And I have a client that I'm going to work with privately this coming Thursday morning who wants to have an elective surgery in March after Mercury has gone direct. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I have to look at her individual chart and see things. And I've previewed that and I know what I have to say to that client, but it's not a good idea to make critical decisions in Mercury retrograde. And I'm not talking about signing contracts. I'm talking about making very important decisions. What the first reason is that you can end up with buyer's remorse about that decision made in Mercury retrograde. And also, you can change your mind. You can make that decision in Mercury retrograde and later on say, oh, I don't really want to do that. Or you can also change your mind in, out, while you're in Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. And I've had that happen with one of our clients, as I was sharing with you earlier about products and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that happens. But the thing that I do want to really emphasize in changing your mind in Mercury retrograde is that it's not just the mind change. It's that if you make a critical decision in Mercury retrograde and you go through with that, the chances are that you'll feel differently down the road and have some kind of regret. So even though in this case with this client, they're going to do what they're intending out of Mercury retrograde, I have to point out all these things to this individual and highly suggest that they forestall this decision and cancel what they're thinking of doing until, you know, weeks down the road, and then rethink it and revisit it, because it probably will not be a good outcome. And any psychic or advisor does not want to be in a position later on where they have to see, I told you not to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there are key things in astrology charts that have to do with not only health, but have to do with surgery. And if you are looking at any kind of surgery, you do want to look at where the sign Scorpio is in your chart and what planets are in there, not just natally, but also what's transiting in there right now. And in this case, with this individual that I'm talking about, this chart is highly afflicted at the moment. And this is one of those things that could really go sideways. Yeah. If, you know, and sometimes, you know, when we have astrological components, you know, sometimes it's not the universe saying no. And this is something that I said the other day to one of our daughters. Sometimes it's not no. Sometimes it's not now. And we do want to, we need to be patient and play along if people really do believe in astrology. And if clients are calling me to make decisions via astrology, numerology, or what I get psychically, then they can't rationalize making the decision just because I say don't do it right now. Because if you believe in it, then you have to believe in it all the way.
Right.
The planets don't work sometimes and then work other times. It's like being a little bit pregnant. You are or you aren't. And the planets work in terms of synchronicity and timing. And, you know, we are, you know, at the effect of how much we believe, you know, they're working for us or against us at that period of time. And so if someone's going to call me and they think enough to ask me, you know, what do you think about this? You know, I'm going to tell them.
And you either follow it or you don't.
That's right. Because I don't take away the power of choice from my clients. I'll point out what's there and then you go from there. But do I say things like, I don't think it's a good idea. If it was me, I wouldn't be doing that right now. I do say that. So anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. And I'm very excited about your presentation on heart stuff tonight. It's really good. We're going to go from the violence of football into the heart. I talk about an intense polarity. So yes, I've made it a point through the years of doing these predictions and putting them up on Facebook. And, you know, there are times I admit that there are times I'm more accurate than others. I normally get the outcome right. But a few years ago when the Eagles played the Patriots, I mean, I had that so right on.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, well, we actually went to a Super Bowl party and it was coming out.
Yeah.
You know, the specifics. Okay. So the Super Bowl is this coming Sunday and it's at in Tampa Bay, 6:30 Eastern time. And I ran the chart for the Super Bowl and when it would start in Tampa. And we have a lot of Aquarian planets in the sixth house opposing the sun in the seventh. Well, this means that there's, with all this Aquarius, that weather could be a factor in the outcome.
In Tampa, Florida? What?
Yeah, right.
I'm from Tampa.
I know.
Yeah. Hi, all my Tampa friends, if anybody's watching.
Yeah, that's why their hockey team is called the Lightning.
Better than the Ducks.
Anyway, so I do see that what I'm seeing at the chart, that it can be weather related. And I was making notes. And I, first of all, I feel that the game will be a sloppy game, sloppily played. Now, I know that these are two good teams and they've made it to the Super Bowl, but there's 55 guys on each team and they're all human and the coaches are human. And I feel that how this will go is it will be sloppy and turnovers are going to come into play. But not just that, you know, I feel that points are going to be scored in a manner that are not the traditional ways. You know, in other words, the offense moving the ball down, running it in, passing it in. I think you're going to see quirky things happen, like either punt returns or kickoff returns for touchdowns, or turnovers like fumbles picked up and run in for a touchdown. I also have a feeling that you may see something that's very infrequent, like a punt or a field goal blocked and returned for a touchdown. I see a lot of weird things happening in this game.
Do you see the balls being filled all the way?
Audrey and her double entendres. she's referring to Tom Brady and that incident with the partially deflated football. If you're for you folks that are not football fans, no, I feel that that will be on the up and up. Okay, where was I? All right, sloppy game, quirky things happening.
Catching footballs and running them to the other side.
Interceptions, things like that. I feel that the points are going to be scored in ways that are not normally scored. And it's rare that you see a safety in a Super Bowl game, but you may see that. So, yeah, quirky things. Now, Mercury is retrograde right now. The last time that a Super Bowl was played in Mercury retrograde in Aquarius was Super Bowl 49. And that's the game where the Seattle looked like they were going to score late and they throw a pass and it's intercepted in the end zone by New England and they preserve the game. So things get reversed in Mercury retrograde. And it's in Aquarius, which means things are quirky. Well, what do I mean? What's quirky in football? Trick plays, gadget plays. Things that they pull out of the playbook that they don't normally use most of the year. It'll be a different kind of game. It'll be an entertaining game. Even if you're not a fan of either one of these teams, it will not be boring in any way, shape, or form. Let's see. I want to talk about the coaches for a moment. Andy Reid for Kansas City and Bruce Arians for Tampa Bay. Their numbers are almost identical. They're both nines, which means they finish. They see things all the way through. And when you play out the cycle that they're in, the personal year cycle, the month cycle that they're in, the day that they're having that day, their numbers are almost identical.
Wow.
Okay? But I see, and both coaches will have coached like just about the best game of their lives. Both coaches are going to look very good on this day. It's the players that are going to make the decision. I'm telling you, it's so similar. It's incredible. And that means that these two coaches against each other are very well matched for each other. So we're going to have a bit of a chess match as far as the coaches go. And then there's some other things. Tampa Bay's kicker, Ryan Succop. He's the place kicker, the field goal kicker. He's going to have a weird day. Ooh. This is where we would see the things going, uh-oh. And then the kicker for Kansas City, who is a very reliable guy, I see him being a non-factor, which means that they're not relying on him to kick long field goals, you know, at the end of the half or at the end of the game or anything like that. He'll kick extra points, but he just comes out, kicks the extra point, and that's it. And I'm not going to get into the numerology of why he's a non-factor. Then you're going to have something that's really fascinating. And this is, football fans will understand this. At the end of the game, when there's little time on the clock, there are three quarterbacks in the NFL that as long as there's time, there's life, they have the ability to win the game and pull it out. One is Aaron Rodgers. He's not in the Super Bowl. But the other two of the three are Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, and they are in the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
And this game is going to go down to the wire as long as you've got those two guys there. All right? Now, as far as where I see the outcome, stay tuned till about 45 minutes to the hour, and I'll give you the outcome.
Audrey. That'll keep your butt into this show.
Yep.
So I want to say, a while ago, this was years ago, I had a client and he was just not getting the information. You know, I was trying to explain to him the work that I do and he just wasn't getting how he creates in his own life, right? He was basically just not seeing the bigger picture. So it was right around the Super Bowl and I looked at him and I said, oh, I get it. So I looked at him and I said, so I want you to imagine that you're the quarterback in your own life. And the goal, that thing that you want to get is whatever with your love life, with your health, success or abundance, or just simply being happy. And so there's this thing that you want. It's down there and it's right there. It's ready for you to get it. And like a quarterback, you have to get yourself and the ball down the field, or just get the ball down the field. And very few times in life do we ever just throw that Hail Mary and that thing makes it. What we have to do is literally take those steps and go 10 yards. Take some more steps, go another 10 yards. Go another 10 yards. And then sometimes what happens is we throw the ball. Instead of going 10 yards, it gets intercepted and it goes back in the other direction. So in the whole conversation with this guy, I'm explaining to him what those steps are. I'm explaining to him what happens when you're intersected or intercepted. Mm-hmm. And then there's just simply being sacked. So it ended up being where it was like I could get through to him on what these things were. And it ended up being a really good session. So thank you, Super Bowl. It gave me yet another analogy to play with. Kirby, he says we're killing him.
I know, because I'm not. That's all right. You have to wait.
He said you're killing him.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we explain to them a little bit about the healthy mind, healthy body class and what that looks like before I go into this part of where I'm going to be sharing next week. I'm giving you guys a kind of a sneak preview of what we're doing next week. And it's something that'll benefit you in your own life.
Sure. So in this 8-week series, we move from the feet up through the body, talking about physical attributes of the body, and then illnesses or issues that can happen with organs or body parts. And we also cover each chakra that governs that area of the body, and how the body is affected metaphysically, but also mentally and emotionally. And when there are mental and emotional breakdowns, how that can cause a body part or organ to break down, mm-hmm. Which are known as body syndromes, sort of malefic physical reactions to negative emotions that are stored in the body and in the cells.
So what part of the body is the most challenged? What part of the body usually gives out the quickest and the most often?
Well, the heart.
Yep.
The heart is the, the most active of all the chakras, and we have to take care of the heart. And by the way, we do talk about this, and I'll make this brief because some of you live in snow country. You know, when you have to go out first thing in the morning and shovel your driveway at 6 in the morning, you have to do leg work, because leg work, cardio work, pumps blood to the heart. And heavy arm work takes blood away from the heart. I mean, if you extend your arms out like this, your arms are an exact, extension or pipeline from the heart. So if you have to do any kind of workout, and anybody that goes with a trainer knows automatically that you do cardio work before you lift weights, but sometimes people don't remember that. And I remember in the years of living in Pennsylvania that you hear about somebody that was in their late 30s, unfortunately had a heart attack shoveling snow, because when you wake up in the morning and you haven't moved around yet, the blood is still very thick and you need a chance to move it through so it thins out so you don't get a blockage in there.
Yep.
So, heart and the other thing is body parts can fail and then be helped, but if your heart fails,
you're done.
You're done. Exactly. I mean, the heart is key.
Yep. So with that being said, we're going to talk a little bit about the heart today, and I'm going to do this for the first time on here. Just cross everybody's fingers that we're going to share my screen here with you. And which screen is it, Nick? Oh, application window. Hey, this one. So I'm thinking, can everybody share it? Can everybody see? Do we see it on there?
Yeah. So if you're watching, just let us know if you can actually see the PowerPoint.
I don't think we can.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, yes, we do. Here we are. Yep. I love it.
Just
this
took
is
a moment.
Fun. All right. So we all have one of these in our chest, and I'm going to say that what I'm going to tell you today, I wish we all learned when we were in elementary school, because we learn certain things about the heart, but we don't learn everything. And this part that I'm learning now, I learned from a lot of the science that I study, and it's quite a few people like Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, Deepak Chopra, and Joe Dispenza. So if you want to look up any more of this, you look up another one is you go to heartmath.org. So our heart is producing all the time. It's moving that blood. It's doing all this, but it's also producing electromagnetic energy. And it also, believe it or not, it has its own little brain in there. They just discovered it in the 90s, and I don't think anybody ever talks about it, but our brain that's in the heart literally stores memories in there. So the heart is an interesting thing that literally that electromagnetic energy that it's producing, I want you to think about it like this. It's talking to the 50 trillion intelligent cells that we have. So each one of the cells that we have, they used to think that the little dot in the middle is our brain of the cell. It's not. The actual brain of the cell is the membrane. And the membrane of the cell reacts to electromagnetic energy. So all day, every day, your heart is talking to your body. And it's having this communication through literally kind of like an electromagnetic vibration. Hi, Kristen, you're in here with us. So when I'm working with clients, I want them to really understand their feelings a lot more because the feelings are associated with the heart. So when we're feeling what I call fear feelings and the bottom of it being depressed and being in grief, moving up to rage, anger, and all these other things. In fact, in here as well is shame and judgment. So these all create a certain resonance within our body. So each one of the cells is literally hearing this message. And we're also creating from this point of being much more at the bottom of it, calm. So I can't even express to you, I say this so many times in the day, especially with a new client, calm is always a choice. And it's such an interesting thing to really get that in any kind of situation, you always have the ability to choose calm. You can't always go into being happy or elated, invigorated. You can't go into those kind of feelings from anxiety or stress or worry, but you can go into calm. And why is that important? Because these things are continually creating in these beautiful bodies that we own. You like my stick figure body?
Has a big heart.
It does have a big heart, and we all have a big heart. So our heart produces the electromagnetic energy, talks to those 50 trillion cells, right? But it's also talking to the brain, and the brain is producing chemicals. So when we're in fear, those fear feelings, let's just say anxiety. That's one that's a pretty intense emotion that a lot of people are feeling right now. Another one is anger. A lot of it is simply just fear itself, fear of the unknown, fear of what's literally happening in our world right now. So when the heart is talking with the brain and it's talking with the cells, this is what's happening. We're creating an excessive amount of cortisol, adrenaline, stress hormones, and they're not the best chemicals for a healthy body. It makes the muscles go tight, the shallow breathing. It creates a sense of dis-ease within the body, disease, like what we were just talking about before when Nick was introducing it. And really important, the energy leaves the center of our body and it goes to the extremities. So we go into what we call fight, flight, freeze. And in that fight, flight, freeze, we can't think clearly. So why is that important? When we have that whole experience going on, it's literally an unconscious creation within our body. It's also outside of our body as well, but today we're focused on inside of the body. So if you think about it like this, when a person's having anxiety, and this is why I tell people, it's not as much that you want to focus on what you're thinking as much as what the feelings are, because we'll have the thinking and we'll be on the loop and that thinking will just go round and round and round. And a lot of times we're focused on the problem. We've been trained to focus on the problem. So when we are able to acknowledge the feelings, then we can say, hey, my muscles are tightening up. I'm not feeling so good. I've got a pit in my stomach. I've got whatever going on, whatever those things are that the body is telling you, this is what's going on. Then you can listen to it. Unless you are like a client that I had today. And the client that I had today, like many clients, people have a tendency, and we all learn this a lot of times from our parents. We learn to just power through it. Let's just put those feelings aside. We're just going to do the thing. We're just going to make it happen. So she literally said to me, it's mind over matter. And it's like, well, it's not really mind over matter because the body is affected by it. And unfortunately, when we're not learning from our feelings, we keep creating the same scenario over and over and over again. So when we can use our body, especially the heart, and having an understanding of how it creates within us, then you can actually stop yourself and do the whole process of figuring out what is this thing. Like, for instance, anxiety. Most of the time, anxiety isn't what's happening in the moment. It's where our imagination is taking us. A lot of times, like, say, guilt or shame or resentment, it's not what's happening in the moment. It's remembering the past. Even if it was a day ago, it's remembering something has already happened. So there's a whole process to literally understanding what those feelings are and how to move beyond anxiety and thinking about that future or the other things and thinking about the past and literally being present to where you are right now, which should be in your power. A little something, a little tickle in my throat. Excuse me. So how do we live in our power? We understand how feelings create. We understand that we have the ability to choose calm at any time. And why would we choose calm? And before I get into this, I want you to think about that car analogy that I talk about sometimes. When we are in those fear feelings, especially when they're revved up pretty good, it's like we have the car in park and we have the foot on the gas and it's revving on the inside of us. And it's like going and going and going. Really shoots out our adrenal glands. It affects our body in so many ways that we've been talking about in our workshop or class. And it's also creates a sense of exhaustion. I have people say, I am not even doing anything and I'm so tired. It's because on the inside, we're just revving so much and there's no escape for it. We do have too much of those chemicals being produced. So when we're more calm, we're creating more dopamine, more serotonin, the feel-good chemicals in our body. Our muscles become more relaxed. The breathing becomes easier. Everything just calms down and we feel at ease. And the energy, instead of going into the fight flight, we got to do something. We become back to grounded and centered and focused, which, by the way, is a really good meditation to do when you are feeling anxious. So if you're having one of those moments and you're about to go down the hill to, I'm not going to say it, to a place you don't want to go, there's a part where you take a new action and you start breathing, becoming grounded and centered and focused. And you can create that as a mantra for yourself. And the important part of it is we want to do this because when we're more calm, not only are we creating better health in our body, but we're thinking more clearly and much more expansively. So with that being said, what do you think the best feeling is? What do you think the most woo feeling is? Do you know? I think you do.
Well, joy.
It is joy, but it's also one of the most creative is appreciation. So when you're looking at this slide, this is an electrocardiogram, the in between the heartbeats. And if you can see here, anger, it goes up to about 135 in the heart rate, the energy that it puts out. And the energy, it goes really sharp if you're looking at the little thing on the right. And then you go down to relaxation. And again, the energy goes up to about 135 and it spreads out a little bit, but it's still a little sharp and it's not, you know, smooth. When you look at appreciation, it smooths out. And look at the number that I have circled in red. Instead of it being we're putting out an energy of 135-ish, we are putting out 700. So that means when we are feeling deep appreciation in our body, the more you train yourself to feel deep appreciation, like when I'm feeling it, like even now I'm thinking about it and I'm feeling it, it creates literally a vibration in our body. And it creates this like feel good feeling. So that dopamine and serotonin, it excels it greatly. When we're wanting to create better health, find anything and everything to appreciate. That is one of the keys of life. And the numbers prove it, right, Mr. Numerology?
Yep.
Can a person die from a broken heart?
Yes, they can.
I just wanted to put that in there because people say, they have these communications. Oh, you know, what do people say about their heart? It's like people say unconscious things.
Well, they say, oh, I was just heartbroken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're saying things, when you're talking about your body is literally listening. And so when we have that deep grief that's going on, it's huge.
Or when they talk about like really pitying someone, which you're really not supposed to do, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, my heart just aches for them.
Right.
Let's not, because of the heart, we can also talk about here what I said about my blood pressure a few years ago. Because that's
do that. Tell them that story. Because I think that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And it's also then, you know, part of the healing. So, you know, when we were selling our house a few years ago, the circumstances with the realtor that we were using were just not up to par. And there were things that were going on that were unprofessional and just not being done correctly. And I was very angry with this individual. And we were in the driveway of that house. And there was something that specifically happened at that moment. And she was on the phone with Audrey in Audrey's car. And I said, and I shouldn't have said this.
Oh, he didn't just say it. He yelled it.
Said, you're making my blood pressure go through the roof.
It's a bad moment. I literally looked at him like, did you just say that? Yeah, I think you know better. And he said it. It was out. And I'm telling you, it wasn't long after that. We figured out.
Yeah, it did go up. And I've never had high blood pressure. So now in terms of reversing all that and making sure that I was okay, the bottom line is, and it did go up high, that most recently when I've had my blood pressure checked, and I do with, you know, Dr. Kristen, the chiropractor, who's on here
with us.
Yep.
Hi.
You know, my bottom number in my blood pressure is now 70, which is really good. So it was a momentary thing, but it was a moment. And
you created it, and you also fixed it.
I also fixed it too.
So I wanted to say there's some solutions to bringing ourselves back to a place of calm. And there's all these different options. As one example, I have on my AudreyNewmont.com website, there is a page with meditations.
AudreyNewmont.com.
AudreyNewmont.com. That's funny. The other thing, there's a lot of different options. So when you're having a moment and you're starting to feel the tension, you're starting to feel your energy leaving the center, we can pay attention to our feeling. And it's like when I was working with my client today, we don't get trained that it's all right to feel the feelings. I can't even express how many people that I work with, it's like, I'm just going to power through it. I'm just going to put it over here and I'm going to power through it and I'm going to make it all okay. And I'm just going to keep battling and keep battling. Mm-hmm. And it gets to be where you're 30, you're 40, and you're still battling. And you're 50 and you're still battling. There's a point where you get to change the way we do the battle. So instead of having all of these things that I'm just going to keep pushing it aside, there is a way that we can bring those things to the surface where we don't have to look at them in a harsh way. It doesn't have to be extremely uncomfortable, but you get to work through it. So there's a whole process of that. So learning to use the feelings to your benefit and making it all right to be angry. It's all right to be anxious. It's not all right to live in it for an extended period of time. Your body's going to take a toll. So there's physical, literally things to do, working out, getting some exercise, even if it's just going for a walk, get the blood moving, get the adrenaline out of the system.
Right.
Start doing things that are making your body much more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Making your body more supple.
So
your heart, your blood vessels, all of that, they need to be more elastic.
Yeah. So the more we get things pumping, the more your body gets used in that kind of way. Another thing you can do is start looking at different natural supplements. Like, again, our chiropractor, we get this stuff from her. It's called a cortisol manager. And just as a side note, when we have too much cortisol that's going in the body, for those of us that have gained weight over the last year, when it has been such an incredibly stressful time for people, I've had many clients, it's like, I don't even know what's happening. I just gained 10 pounds and I'm eating salad. Cortisol for certain body types will gain weight. You know, it'll help you hold on to weight rather than letting it go. So sometimes it's not your actual fault, you know, through eating Twinkies or whatever. Sometimes it's just that we have to manage the cortisol. So this product is literally called Cortisol Manager. So there's that. There's other products that are very natural that you can use to help with the dopamine and the serotonin, like 5-HTP. I'm not saying to get this and use it. I'm saying to look it up, do your own homework on it and see if it's an option for you. I've never had any ill health from people taking 5-HTP, except for if you're taking a too high of a dose, it may cause a headache. But again, talk to your healthcare practitioner, do your own homework on this and see what options are good for you. Even something like lavender oil can really help to bring yourself to a much more calm state. Looking at aromatherapy as far as, you know, another option, lavender oil for just smelling is very relaxing and very calm.
Or also combining certain aromatherapeutic oils with a salt bath.
Yep.
Which is very good for you because it helps draw out the tension and, you know, the toxins that are in the body that we eat.
So Epsom salt, to be clear.
Yep.
I do that on a regular basis. It's really, really good for the body. So if you do decide I'm going to get some more exercise and you make your little muscles all sore and achy, get your butt in the Epsom salt bath. It helps.
Exactly.
And then another thing to do is if you're living anywhere close to the ocean, go to the ocean. The negative ions from the ocean are really, really good for lavender Epsom salts. You're right. So go to the ocean, go for a long walk at the ocean. That's one of my favorite go-tos. And also going out in any kind of nature that you can find. Mm-hmm. I had another client today that is having some stuff that's going on. And I just gave her, I said, go to any park and just sit under a tree and just resonate with earth.
Well, the other part of that, if you work out in nature where there's a lot of trees, remember, we take in oxygen and release carbon dioxide, and nature takes in the carbon dioxide and releases oxygen. So we have the perfect balance and exchange with nature. So, you know, going to the gym is one thing, but if you're out running in the park and all that, it's, you know, it's.
And I want to say one more part of all of this. There's a part of it of keeping a balance in your life. Yet another client today, there's so much work. And even though the work is great, the work is exciting and it's fun, there needs to be that element of being with friends and having fun, taking that time to meditate, taking that time to just let yourself be down. Our bodies weren't designed to keep going and going and going. Another one, I'm going to say this probably every single week, turn off the news. For the love of God, turn off the news. Watch it occasionally. If you're watching it or if you have somebody in your house that's watching it all day, which people are doing, turn it off, get out in nature, start getting a new perception on things. That's not all of it. So if you're continually in that fight, flight, if you're continually being bombarded with things that create this sense of anxiety or doom or whatever those fear feelings are, it's not healthy for you. It's not creative. And we're supposed to be here in these human bodies having a great experience.
Right.
So the last thing that I'm going to say before you give your prediction, what I told my group on Sunday morning, it's the very first day of the month. Yesterday was. For those of you that have a calendar and for those that don't get a calendar, and start going in your calendar and each week, what little change can you make? It can be anything. It can be something small. But what change can you make to bring up more love in your life, more success, right, greater health, just more happiness? Start scheduling in your calendar, I'm going to do this little thing this week. By the time we get to the end of the year, your life is going to be different and it's going to be better. So that's my thing for today, sir.
Well, and the heart, and to add to that, the heart chakra isn't just the love center. It's where we have, it's we heal from mm-hmm. our heart within ourselves and others. And also the heart has to do with generosity and altruism. And altruism is giving without a catch, giving just for the sake of giving. Mm-hmm. And February, being Valentine's Day, is in 12 days. February is Heart Health Month.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Ta-da! So
take care of your heart and take care of each other's hearts.
So one of the things that you can put on your little calendars, I'm going to go out and I'm going to love somebody today. I'm going to reach out to an old friend that I haven't seen. I'm going to give without any conditions. What are those things for the month of February that equal love? So put them in your book. Now, let's get to
just thinking of that old Jefferson Airplane song, "Don't You Want Somebody to Love." I was just thinking that.
Don't you want somebody to love?
Okay.
All right, that's enough.
All right, so back to the Super Bowl. Thank you, Audrey. That's what you were talking about, the heart, is so good and so true. And appreciation really is so key.
Wouldn't it be great if we all learned this when we were in elementary school? That one little piece.
There's a lot as we go forward that needs to be taught more in schools. And also, and I think as you get into advanced schools like the Marie Montessori schools, there are, you know, advanced topics starting to be taught and more will be taught in that kind of curriculum,
yep,
which is important. And then maybe eventually in high school or college, they actually have a course called Real Life 101. It would help. Anyway, back to the Super Bowl, and everybody's like, okay,
who's going to win? My friends in Tampa are like, the Bucks have got it.
Yeah, the Bucks have got it. Do they? Look, there's a lot that I look at when it comes to this. Now, here's one of the quirks about this, is that this is the first time in the history of the Super Bowl. This is the 55th Super Bowl, and this is double fives, meaning a lot of change, a lot of changes. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. All right. Double nickels, that the one of the teams in the Super Bowl is playing in their home stadium. This is the first time in 55 Super Bowls. So the game is in Tampa, and the Super Bowl location is determined 3-4 years in advance. So it is a luck of the draw. And so therefore, Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, actually have a home game. Now, that's good. Except there's something quirky, and athletes, and some of you watching are former athletes, know that athletes have very superstitious kinds of personalities about what they do. For some reason, and the Buccaneers, every year it switches. The NFC team is the home team. The AFC team is the home team. It goes back and forth, and the home team usually wears the jersey that they wear when they play on their home field. Usually you wear your what's called your away whites, unless you're the Dallas Cowboys. They like to wear white at home. And then you wear your dark shirt, your main color, on your home field. For some reason, the Buccaneers have chosen to wear white instead of the red, and Kansas City is going to wear the red. And I think that is one of those weird things. Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, it's just strange that they would do that. Now, the two main players here we know are Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And when I look at their numbers coming up, I believe that Patrick Mahomes on Sunday is going to play more of a relaxed game, like he's having fun. And I think that when I did the numbers of several of the Buccaneers players, that they're going to play conservatively and play kind of tight. All right. And I think that Tom Brady, where, quarterbacks in the Super Bowls, a lot of times they throw quarterbacks throw for a lot of yards in Super Bowls, 300-400 yards. I think Brady is going to throw for like 220, 230, not a big high number. And I think Mahomes will have a much bigger game. The guy to watch on Kansas City and doing the numbers is wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Okay.
Tyreek, he's really amazing.
Fast. And the guy in for Tampa that's going to be the, you can be the hero or the goat, is Leonard Fournette. So here's what's going to happen. The game is going to be fairly close, and I don't see it as like 40-something to 30-something. I think it's going to be sloppy. I think the score will be held down within reason, like 28-23, like that. And I think that Kansas City will be winning, and New England will be driving at the end of the game. But there will be a turnover or a penalty against Brady, with Tampa, and it's going to thwart the drive, and Kansas City will hold out and win this Super Bowl.
Naughty, you didn't hear that.
So anyway, that's what
Naughty's over there going, if he hears this.
and I feel that Kansas City will win because something really strange that flips the game will happen at the end. I think Kansas City will look like they're winning most of the game, and Tampa Bay will work their way back in, and something will turn it around, and Kansas City holds out to win.
Kirby says yes.
So anyway, that's it. It is 7:52. We have got to go. Thank you so much. Late. Audrey, thank you for your science knowledge and input.
My pleasure.
On the heart. And choose calm. Those of you that do watch the game, enjoy it. Have fun. And we'll see how this comes out. And as always, thank you for watching Mainstream Metaphysics on LA Talk Radio. I'm Nick. This is Audrey.
And share with your friends, please.
Thank you. And remember, take care of your heart. Take care of their heart, too. And we will see you next week on Tuesday night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.